Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? I think they're close. I don't think they're here. It's a government shutdown. That's it. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who wouldn't know how to make a grande latte with a triple twist, but boy, will they drink it. It's Patch and Switch.
Hey, Matt. My nerves are shot.
We've been affected by the government shutdown.
Completely shot. I have no idea if this is even working, if they can hear us. What's going on? I think music's still playing. I think Rome doesn't need it there.
Well, I can see that they can hear us via the chat room.
Okay.
It looks like we've got Ludwig. Looks like we've got Jay Shock, Hank NL, Frederick, One Wise Geek, Paul. We've got a big room.
Wow. A lot of people, and we're starting late.
Because you decided to pave your machine about 5 minutes before the episode started.
No, it was actually yesterday I paved the machine. I thought I had the drivers installed for this beautiful Roland R26 device we use for a microphone. And apparently I didn't have it finished being installed. So,
because testing it would have just been completely out of the question.
Of
ridiculous.
Course. Absolutely, of course. I take full responsibility. Either I forget the sound equipment, or
yes.
I break it, or I don't have it installed. I have to get the driver working correctly. Like, we're literally at 8:59 editing INF files to try to force drivers to go inside and work correctly with 8.1 because there's an 8.0 driver or something like that.
Yeah.
We literally just ran out of time.
We just ran out of time.
And so you said, quick, run, get the Calista, 620. So we did, and everything's fine.
But everything's fine.
Because it's a brand new system, I didn't have the proper association set up with Skype to launch the desktop version, which gives me more granular control for how we dial in.
Yes.
So,
So we're dialed in via the standard phone.
Standard phone using Skype desktop
yes.
with the Calista Bluetooth on 8.1
yes.
without using the microphones and still managed to get the application to work.
Jay Shock's like, you patched before the day of broadcast?
Oh, tell me about it, man. All I know is I need a Scotch ale. I think I'm going to go to the Bellevue Brewing Company at lunchtime
yes.
and get an early start on the day.
Yes, exactly. Well, happy Friday to you, my friend.
Happy Friday as well. Jeez, you've been ill recently.
Yes, I've been
under wraps under bed.
Yes, I have been ill in a very, very bad way. Actually, last week, I was down 2 days.
Yeah.
Was a bit of a bug. And then...
You were also not all that well the week before either.
No. It was just last week. And then this week, come Wednesday, I was just... I just wasn't feeling right.
Yeah.
And then bang again with the whole fever and cough.
That's why you're at the other side of the table right now. Trying to stay
exactly.
out of breath distance.
Right.
Sharing and huddling over top of this one Bluetooth microphone.
I'm yelling.
And, you know, I'm just thinking right now, this thing wasn't plugged in yesterday, so I'm hoping the battery lasts.
Oh.
I might have to go. If I get a warning, the battery's low, if you disappear and hear a door slam,
sure.
Pay no attention.
Okay.
Pay no attention.
Pay no attention behind with the man behind the curtain. So I'm actually back at least somewhat reasonably alive today.
Good.
So feeling a lot better than I have for the last couple of days. So we've got some, again, we've got a full chat room, so thanks everybody for joining and hanging in there.
We got retweeted by Channel 9.
We did.
This morning.
That's fantastic.
I think we have some new people that are in there as guests as a direct result of Channel 9 tweeting
That's
us.
Awesome.
So if you're new, we normally aren't this disorganized to get started.
No, we're completely always this disorganized to get started. It's just it sounds a lot more professional.
It sounds a lot more professional if we're not. So, bear with us. We don't have an agenda or a topic of what we're going to be talking about. We have a general flow that we use, but this is a call-in show. Now, I don't know if I want to tempt fate and have everything fall apart.
Yeah.
We might not take your call. But if you did want to try to call in, you can reach us on a toll number at 646-595-4888. Or if you are logged into the chat room and if you have an actual user ID, you can sign up for user ID at Blog Talk Radio. Go for the free account, and that will give you a user ID persona. You can then have a click to call with Skype, and it will do a direct connection through Skype to us. But I we're flying blind. Like, I don't know where you're going to come out from a voice perspective.
Probably there, because I had my headphones in earlier and I heard nothing.
I heard was out of
your little Bluetooth.
So you might actually come out of the Bluetooth device. You might get lost in the ether somewhere. I have no idea.
Awesome.
Stuck in a bit bucket.
It's fantastic. it's just a normal patch and switch show.
Absolutely.
Fly by the seat of our pants. So let's talk a little bit about some, you talked about we have the general flow of how we do things. So,
you got it.
So we'll talk about, you know, kind of those IT things that you're doing inside of work today or this week that have been interesting. And you just pulled a face, so I have no idea what you've just said there.
I'm trying to pull up the Twitter stream.
There you go.
There you go. I got the Twitter stream up now so I can see what's going on.
Paul says he can't hear anything. Is that just him? I assume that's just you, Paul. Though if you can't hear anything, you're not going to be hearing me. Unless J-Shock can tell us that we've got off the air or something.
Yeah, J-Shock is a remote intern, I will say. He's our unofficial troubleshooter from the outside world. And if he says that it's working for him, then it's working for everybody.
Yeah, it says it's just him.
Okay.
So I just hit him in a chat room.
Okay, so we do have a chat room open. There is a link to go off and do a chat. I'm also watching the Twitters. Patrick Wengberg is saying, with apologies, that he will miss the show today.
No, Patrick.
And so, Patrick, sorry, can't be there. Frederick is in the chat room, and he did tweet us as well, so that's good.
Awesome. So,
with all this hurrah that's going on to get this thing started, I never got a coffee, so I'm caffeineless. So if I start to fall asleep,
I'll whack you upside the head.
You got it, man. So our show, I don't even know what our show is called today.
Well, let me turn the speakers off. That's awesome.
Did you jiggle the cable?
Yeah.
I'm putting you in the spot. Do you remember what the show name is?
I have no idea.
Platypus, Lingdenberry, Snipe.
There you go.
So we actually had a conversation because I did not know how to spell Lingdenberry.
Oh.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. Ling with a silent D, Denberry or something
like that. I think that's just...
Otherwise known as the IKEA red berry that goes on the meatballs. As far as North America is concerned, and apparently... Lingdenberries are all over the place in Europe, and people from the European side of the pond actually said that, they remember eating them as a child. They never knew what the English name was. They called it something else.
Oh, there you go.
So
Frederick says your pronunciation is correct.
Lingdenberry. Thank you, Frederick. I always try to pass myself off as a local whenever I travel, which never works. But from a flows perspective, in the trenches, I've been heads down on a project that I've been talking about in the show for a while now, talking about automation.
You still haven't finished that yet?
Thanks. It's a little intense.
You just paved your machine.
I had to pave my machine because part of rolling out a project, or a project for you Americans, is the fact that you have to go in and do testing on different types of hardware. And so the machine that I paved...
What do you mean? Test something before you actually have to use it in production, like a radio show.
Like a radio show. Well, I was testing the server side. So my laptop does a boot from VHD that allows it to boot up into server without taking control of my overall hard drive, because my overall hard drive is actually a corporate-managed hard drive, which is encrypted and restricted with what I can do on it, so I have a different one for my server side. So I do a boot from VHD, and then I'm running my automation scripts known as the PowerShell Deployment Toolkit that gets System Center up and running and working in a customized fashion. So I did that, and it's working all great, but then I forgot that I had cleaned my 8.1 image to a brand new image as well, and that's why I don't have drivers for this. So word for the wise is obviously make sure that you have a complete list of drivers. And, this is actually a topical question because I know there's people that are on the Facebook page that are currently part of this little organization that you and I loosely associate ourselves with called The Crew.
Yes.
From TechEd and other conferences. And there's a gentleman that's on there. I don't believe he's on the call today. I don't see him in there unless he's using a pseudonym or a hiding name. Mr. Rigsby. And he's going through a lab environment of duplicating his Active Directory to do an Active Directory upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also is experiencing similar troubles like I am with getting clean systems, bringing them across, and doing proper testing. But I'm glad to see that the role of the IT pro is still going through and following best practices of doing proper lab testing before going ahead and just jumping into something 2 minutes before the radio show starts.
In other words... do what we say, not as we do.
Yeah. Do you have any from the trenches stories this week, Ben?
You know, I've been literally in the trenches, in a ditch, actually. At least that's how I felt.
Sick in a ditch.
Yeah, sick in a ditch. So really, to be honest with you, when I walked in this morning and sat down in the underground bunker here and fired up my machine, this is the first time I fired up a machine since Wednesday.
Wow.
So I really haven't done much of anything related to being in the trenches and doing IT work, unfortunately.
Now, there is a special anniversary coming up in 1 week's time.
What is that special anniversary?
Well, take a look at the date and add 7 to it, and then tell me what's happening in 1 week's time.
Math is hard.
It's the 18th of October.
Ah!
1 week from today.
1 week from today.
And what happens on the 18th of October?
Is it something to do with Windows.
It's something to do with Windows and System Center and Windows Server.
Yeah.
GA.
General availability for Windows
GA.
8.1. Windows Server 2012 R2 and System Center 2012 R2.
And Windows 8.1, yes.
I
missed that. I'm telling you, I'm not running on coffee right now. It's killing me. I've got a headache.
I've already boot you out.
I've got a spike inside my head. I have a question for you, since you're very well tuned with what's going on with the Windows side.
Yeah.
I've not updated any of my RT devices to, well, obviously I can't because they're on 8.0, but I've got 8.1 preview. What's going to happen for me if I've got Windows RT devices and I want to go and get 8.1? And I've got 8.1 preview on them. I want to go to 8.1 final. Do you know? Because I actually don't know the official answer to this one.
So my understanding is that you're going to have to basically do a reinstall, but
I'm cool with that.
I don't know how you did on this. So my understanding of how this works is when you opt in to get the 8.1 update.
Yeah, I had to acknowledge saying that I can't do it.
Correct. So it'll basically come in through the Windows update.
Yeah.
You install the so what you do is you install an update that allows you to then get the Windows 8.1 update from the store, right? So there's two options there, and the reason we're doing that is basically to allow IT control. We basically say, hey, we want to allow IT administrators to make the decision as to when it's time to upgrade.
Yeah.
Right? So we make an update that you have to enable before that is available.
And that allows IT to block that update.
Correct.
Okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming that there's going to be some kind of, I've done the update. I can now see it. I want to go off and launch it. It's going to say, hey, dude, you've got 8.1 preview in here. I'm going to have to take you back and simply pay the machine. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's.
And I'll be able to preserve my data beforehand. So
I haven't been able to do it because we
it's RT. We don't have access
correct.
To it.
Exactly.
I mean, I've heard stories so far from people doing it with 8.1 Pros, and it's working to be able to do it that way. But they also do the same thing. They go in and they simply pay the machine, and off it goes. Now we have a caller. I'm kind of scared. Do we try this out with Mr. J Shock?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
See what happens. I think if we just move him over to that room there, I think he becomes live. He should be live about now.
Hello,
Hello J-Shock.
How's it going, guys?
Now, do you have the speakers turned down on your computer right now? Just like they asked you on the radio?
Do
you have the radio turned down? Okay, good. Otherwise, you might be getting feedback.
I do.
And I have no indication from the chat room that people can hear you yet. So I'm assuming that everything's working. Everything is blown up. But how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Stressed.
Stressed.
Stressed. Buddy. I feel stressed.
Couldn't tell you were stressed the other day on that little chatter on Twitter.
Oh yes, we were having some fun on there. That's for
yes.
sure.
Yes, we were. That was fun.
Yeah.
But I have a new story from the trenches that I don't know if everyone has to deal with this, but I know I do, especially being a director of IT.
Do share. Please do.
Well, it's the cold call from the security folks saying, hey, we're a security company. We'd like to come out and test your security, but you've never heard of us. Want to sign up?
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's like the next level up of the telephone scam calling room saying that the machine is that you're using has contacted our website and is infected. Please install our software to help you fix it.
Oh, I keep getting lots of cold calls for all these security products, and it's like, do you realize that a cold call will not get my business? Seriously,
definitely.
You think I'm gonna get my business to somebody? Oh, hey, you've just called me out of the blue, and I need a product. Hey, I will buy yours instead of actually researching one.
But this company literally was a pen testing style security group that wanted to come and take a look at your systems.
Yes.
I don't see any problems with just allowing somebody who just randomly calls me to come check the security of my system.
Oh, really? Crazy.
We need to start a new business. We can make a ton of money doing this.
The patch and switch pen testing?
Yes.
Here, we'll edit your INF files just before you have to go do a server upgrade.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, that's the very first time I've heard of a pen test request coming in through a cold call.
On a cold call. Yep.
And it was a legitimate company so far.
It's a legitimate. I actually did look them up. They are a legitimate company, but still.
Wow. Someone needs to talk to their marketing department, I think, or their business development group.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Now, have you dealt with these guys before?
No, never heard of them. I mean, I've never heard of them until they called, and I did some quick research on them. They appear legit, but
anyone can be legit.
Exactly.
Right,
we already have a company that we work with for all of our security consulting. So they do. We're going to be scheduling with them next year to do a pen test to try and break into our network. So.
Interesting. Yeah. Cold calling to do penetration testing. Fantastic.
It does. And I want to actually meet the one or two people that actually say, "Why, sure," and like offer them a whole bunch of services as well.
Nice. Now, this reminds me of some security people for various different conferences that have done some stuff, like dropping nice-looking USB keys around the parking lot and inside different people's offices, and people would pick them up and shove them inside their machines, and then their machine would be infected as an example. So this is like a whole new level, I guess.
Or like a Mitnick's age-old thing of back in the day, he used to leave floppy disk with salaries on the wall. And that's how he got into half his networks. It was all social engineering.
That's typically, as we all know as IT folk, humans are the weakest link in most security environments because by nature we're curious.
And also, like Frederick just said, open Wi-Fi hacks. I mean, those, you leave your Wi-Fi on your network totally wide open or with very low-grade security. Here at my company, we have a Wi-Fi, but it's strictly on our backup internet router. All you can get to is the internet, so they can't even get into our network.
Interesting, man. Well, thanks for sharing the story for In the Trenches, my friend, and also that this impromptu audio device, graciously donated by Plantronics Australia, continued to once again save my ass for audio.
And you know, I am the crash test dummy, so I tend to, or the dummy, or I mean, wait a minute, what?
All right, good talk.
All right, take care, guys.
Oh, we have another caller.
You know what? We're throwing caution to the wind.
Okay, 613 tells me that it's an Ottawa phone number. This is a Canadian that's coming in here. We'll see if this works.
Hey, welcome to the Patch and Switch show. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Derek.
Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
The trick is, can you hear us?
Okay. I can hear you. This is Derek.
Good to hear you, my friend. What's up, man?
Not much. I was just following your Facebook earlier and tuning in and reading up on your, listening to a few of your previous shows here. Thought I would call in and say hello.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You actually, you listened to the previous shows, so that means you're now basically part of the family. You've listened to at least one show prior.
Yeah.
So now you're in the family. It's kind of like a mafia.
Do you have any quick stories to share about a funny situation in IT at work?
At work, sort of. I've been doing some voice over IP for a couple of coworkers, I guess, who are interested in having the Canadian phone numbers back home. And anyway, so we've been having some. Oh, still there?
Yeah, still here.
Okay, sorry. I sounded like I got disconnected for a second. Anyway, so I have kept my Ottawa phone number, even though I've moved to Germany, and just through the magic of voice over IP, just like I'm still in Ottawa with the same phone number, and I have set up a couple of colleagues now with the same hardware, same software, same voice over IP account. And everybody's kind of happy. There was some funny stuff happening, though, with one particular guy. And it turns out that on eBay, I bought some fake Cisco voice over IP analog telephone adapters, some counterfeits.
Oh, okay. And the quality wasn't quite there?
Well, a couple of them are actually working just fine, but one of them... actually has a hardware failure, indicated after a bit of research by a red LED instead of a green LED, and of course the thing was working. But I started doing a bit of troubleshooting and reading, and found one with a non-Cisco MAC address after you do a MAC address search, made by somebody else, some other Chinese company, I don't know what. But anyway, this thing is actually a fake. It's a counterfeit Cisco voice over IP phone adapter.
So, you never know, I guess
the lesson is you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So you're literally calling from Germany with an Ottawa phone number into this show down in Redmond, Washington.
Yep, you got it. You got it.
That is awesomeness as far as IP is concerned.
Hey, and I got to go to the whiteboard.
And get this, it is costing me, the actual cost to me is half a cent a minute.
Half a cent a minute. Well, I guess you would say that is money and time well wasted.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Derek. We really appreciate you giving us a touch back and saying hello.
Okay. All right. Take care. See you, Rick.
Thanks for listening, Derek. All right.
Two callers today. That is a record.
I think we've had two callers before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had – no. Well, Jay Shock normally calls in. I don't know if he counts.
J-Shock always counts. Come on, give the guy credit.
We had Todd Lamotte from just south of Ottawa call in last time, and then we had Derek call in, and he found out about us on the Facebook.
That's awesome.
So apparently the social media strategy of posting this on Facebook the night before it goes live did work.
That's fantastic.
You know what? I think this time I'm going to post it a couple of weeks before just to make sure that we have the proper proper stuff going on.
So, Steve Enns has joined us. Welcome, Steve. He's in the chat room.
We almost have a scroll bar.
We almost have a scroll bar in the chat room.
We almost have a scroll bar on there. And we have a whole rack of guests, which is awesome.
We need a cough button here.
We do.
We're so far just not.
Oh, we do have a cough button.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to press
don't,
it.
Don't
it might hang up.
Yeah, it could hang up. Frederick also posted a link in the chat room talking about a blog post from... let's see, from Nicola, who posted it's Nicholas Akerlund, who posted basically kind of how to do an upgrade, and it's kind of a roundabout way of upgrading Windows 8.1 preview to Windows 8.1 final through adjusting an INI file.
Oh, I remember those tricks,
and changing that. Now, I know that works under Pro.
Yeah, I know.
And your question was specifically around Windows RT.
Yeah.
And this behavior is not confirmed to work in with Windows RT.
And obviously, both of these solutions are absolutely 1,000% not supported, right?
Yes.
But it's good to know. And that's IT pros like to have resourceful ways of getting stuff done.
Absolutely.
One thing I know.
Absolutely.
Now, the next section we normally talk about is beer money.
Beer money.
Family IT support.
Family IT support. All right. So now, I actually do have a story here.
But you've been sick the last couple of days.
I have, but I've actually been kind of working on a project where there's actually a family member who has an old MacBook. One of those old netbooks that, you know, it's a Gateway. I think it comes with a gig of RAM.
Yeah.
It's running Windows XP.
I've got like three of those.
And having issues, you know, trying to connect to the Wi-Fi at various, you know, free Wi-Fi places and stuff. So have taken that device, have gone out and purchased some additional RAM. So now I've got it up to 2.5 gig.
Ooh.
And I spent, I want to say I spent $47 on the RAM.
It's about as much as the netbook is worth right now.
Probably. Yeah, pretty much. But I actually got that upgraded from Windows XP up onto Windows 7. And there's a few, you know, kind of driver craziness things, but with drivers that you're not really too concerned about,
mm-hmm.
right? It's got the network driver, it's got the sound driver, it's got those kind of things. But
is that
then
the Roland R26 driver, maybe?
I have no idea. I'm not even going to go there. but yeah, so I've got, so that's one less device that we have to worry about come April.
Because it's less than 6 months away.
Correct.
Less than 180 days.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Is that insane?
That is very much insane. That's
so
crazy.
So XP end of life.
Yeah, I was watching Pawn Stars last night.
Yeah.
And all their systems in their office are XP.
Are they?
Yeah. They don't mention it or talk about it at all, but like, you can look in the background and Chum's touchscreen system is an XP system that's running right now. I was thinking I should probably reach out and contact them
or something.
No, it's just standard touch, like an HP. I've actually got the same thing inside my house. It's one of the HP.
It's the all-in-one.
The all-in-one devices, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So maybe we should reach out to those guys and say, hey, do you want to talk about Windows 8? I'll take in and see if I can pawn a couple copies or something like that.
Yeah. Awesome. There's a conversation in the chat room happening over the RT and Pro and, you know, who's using what now. I picked up my RT device over the last few days and started using it.
I'm dying for 8.1 on that thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, that'll make it a brand new device.
It really is, particularly when it comes to, you know, like, we live and die and breathe in Outlook.
Yep.
And, you know, the mail client is fine, you know, for what it does, but to have Outlook at 8.1, that's going to be just absolutely killer for...
Like my RT device is my consumption device at home.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to surf the web, check my personal mail,
right,
and do some other basic stuff like that.
Yeah, I watch some Netflix.
Music.
Yeah.
It's not my work device. I'm not trying to make it my work device. You know, I may read some documents or work on some stuff, like loosely update some PowerPoints or some Word docs or something like that. But primarily it's my fun device, or it's my travel device. Like, you know, we had a story of me losing it once.
Yeah.
On the way down to Australia, it couldn't come back again.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for 8.1 on it, because I'd love to have the final version of 8.1 on it. But my beer money type stuff, or actually this kind of leads in nicely to the next section of the show, which is tech gadgets.
Random spending.
I'm torn.
You're torn.
My wife wants a new laptop. Like, remember, we had this conversation months and months ago. The reason what spurred this on was the hardware porn email that we always get from all these different hardware manufacturers. If you work in IT, you know what I'm talking about. The big glossy newsletters from the clearinghouses like Tiger Direct and other ones like that that have all the big deals in the front. You just sit there and you have to read it all. Even though you don't need hardware, you still like to know what the price of a 1,500-watt power supply is. You know?
Or I call this the only reason I buy the Friday newspaper.
Right. No, same thing. So
to get the fries out.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure. So I was looking there, and they actually had some Acer Aspire, not the S7s. It was the
right.
S5s.
Yes.
And they were on for $399.
Sexy laptop.
I know, but it's not. I don't know the difference between the S5 and the S7. I know the S7.
If
that's
only
really
there was a way that you could actually use a device to actually query the difference.
You mean there's a service I could go somewhere?
There probably is.
So
You should try to Bing to see if there's a service that compares laptops.
Hey, that'd be neat. But seriously, like what have you used the S5 or only the S7?
I've only used the S7.
See, I'm partial to the S7.
I've seen the S5 at the store.
Right.
Right, when it first came out, right?
Because the S7 is available at the Microsoft store.
Correct.
There happens to be one here. And it's $300 off right now.
Ooh.
You can get the S7 for $699 in Bellevue.
Wow.
But
I mean, that's $399. But now, again, and this is the conversation that we had, and I know we're kind of coming up. We don't have all of the time in the world left in the show because, we started 10 minutes.
We started late, and then, you know, this is an automatic timer device, so it shuts off. We didn't put enough quarters in the machine.
Exactly. It's all about what you want to do with the device. Right now, you're looking for something that's sleek.
She wants it to look nice. She's currently using the Dell, XPS 14.
So, it's, you know, she's
3 years old,
the thicker,
it's thick,
device.
It's heavy,
yeah.
That sort of stuff. The screen isn't all that nice.
Mm-hmm.
The S5 only does 1366 by 768 resolution.
Yeah.
The S7 goes much higher.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a nicer screen. It's worth $300 more is what I want to know.
Well, that's one of those decisions that you kind of have to make.
Well, you
right.
know, I just want to spend money.
Yes, of course.
I would buy her the same one that I have, which is the Asus ZenBook UX31 version 2.
Yes.
Which is like
$1,500. But you don't really need that because you don't need the TPM.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the main thing. You don't have to worry about the TPM. You're looking for a sleek, great touchscreen device. And the great thing about both the S7 and the S5, it's the same touchscreen technology that's there.
Right.
So it's very responsive.
Is the same chassis or is the S5 different chassis?
Ooh. No, I want to say it's the same chassis.
Because the S5 has a number keypad on the side.
Oh, yeah.
As
so
well
it's a little bit. It's a little bit longer.
You know what?
But I
just got to – I got to take her into the store.
You do.
And try out different styles of laptops.
Everybody in the chat room is wondering why you don't get her a Surface Pro 2.
Because it's $899, not $699.
Yeah.
And she's not bought in to the 10.6-inch screen yet.
Okay. So she needs –
She's used my Pro. She's
yeah.
used my Pro before.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't like it on her lap. Like, I mean, 90% of the time, she's sitting on the couch. She's got the Surface or the device on her lap, right?
Well, now, this is where the Surface 2 is going to come in.
The 2 has the double-sided kickstand.
Yes,
right?
It's got double click. It's got two different options.
She doesn't know if that'll work for her yet because she hasn't seen it. She hasn't seen it or she hasn't tried it.
Now, I've actually – you can take her to the store because our store actually happens to have them there.
Oh, they do?
Yes. You can only pre-order them, but they have them so you can look at them. So you need to take her to the store. I am actually, and Jay Shock mentioned these, like looking at the 8-gig, 256-gig Pro 2.
Which are not available on release day anymore because they're sold out.
Well, that means you cannot pre-order them.
Right.
However.
You want me to line up at midnight?
He could line up at the Microsoft store and go get one. Okay. I'm actually looking at the same one, right, because I want more, I need more RAM as well. And I'm
going to light up?
I don't know. I'm just kind of torn. It's
we can
like,
do a patch and switch recording in the line.
In the line at the Microsoft store?
Yeah.
For release day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably
it's
could.
The wrong week. You know, we did have it just completely, because this is all about tangents right now. We did have a request. We had a request from PC Guy to do a Southern Hemisphere edition of patch and switch at a Australian-friendly time. That would mean a we could do an evening patch and switch at a bar.
That would be fantastic.
If we could, you know, what do you think about that?
You know what? If we actually had a bar that had good enough
wire connections, I think we will have to go and do some testing.
I would agree.
And then see what happens.
I would agree.
That's possible.
I would agree. Paul mentioned the 8-gig, 256-gig Pro 2 looks sweet. Tempted to get the 512 gig, but I don't want to pay that much for space that I don't use. And I looked at this as well. I'm along the same lines.
Yeah.
I have my Surface Pro.
I store
Pro.
My
it's
stuff.
Actually,
I store a good chunk of my stuff on the cloud. Right? I use SkyDrive, which comes with an extra large SkyDrive for 2 years, plus also Skype, right?
Exactly. Now, Jay Shock just shouted out Bellevue Brewing Company. He wants us to do the special episode of Bellevue.
You know what? Maybe we need to do some field research and find out if they have Wi-Fi drops in there.
Just so, Paul, I want to kind of call this out. So I have the 128-gig version of the Surface Pro.
Right. I've got the 64-gig version of the Pro, the RT device.
So.
And the Pro as well.
So my Pro device, as of right now, and this, my Pro device has become kind of my de facto DJ production station.
And is it a corp image or is it a blank new image?
So this is running the corporate image.
So it's got
all
Enterprise,
sorts of
stuff it's on. Got standard software you expect to find on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking at this and I'm using only 70 gig of space.
Yeah.
Now,
what's that other thing that's in there?
So I also have an SD card in there.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Because
so
I carry
a 32 gig SD card plugged in.
Yes, I've got a 32 gig SD card. But if you look at my SD card, you'd think that I'd have all my music and everything else on it.
No, you've had some.
I have television movies on it that I watch on the airplane.
Right.
It's actually just a copy of the SD card that I actually have in my RT device. So you'll see that.
They can't see.
No.
I can see this.
Yes, you see
yes.
that. you know, that 256 gig, this is my production machine. This is, and by production, I mean I'm doing a lot of producing.
Yeah.
So I have an awful lot of music with me,
yeah,
right, that I'm using. I've got four different audio production softwares on here.
Wow.
That I use, and it's everything from the software that I use to prep my files for DJing to two different ones that I use in producing mashups. I've been producing,
yep,
mashups lately to put in my DJ sets, along with some of my DJ sets that they are actually very big. When
your drive is not full.
And my drive is not full. So I'm looking at that 512 going, probably not. The 256, I'm like, okay, in order to get the additional RAM, I've got to buy into that,
yeah,
right? You can't go with the lower cost. So I'm with J-Shock there. I think that's kind of the ideal piece to blend this.
We are almost out of time, and we have to go and start
naming 3 minutes
for the next one.
Yeah,
so
we have to name the next show.
Just to make sure that we don't miss naming the next show, we can do this. We can always come back and chat some more.
Absolutely.
That's true. So do you want to do this from a first word that comes up inside the chat room?
Yeah, absolutely.
First word coming up in the chat room right after more Scotch Ales. J-Shock, who's going to type it in? What's it going to be?
As long as it's appropriate.
Yes, who's going to win this time around? What's it going to be? Who's going to say it? Come on, just one word, guys. One word. Anybody.
All right, now it's on you.
What?
Yeah.
No, wait, it's there. No, it's not there yet. Well,
there it is. What?
Linen
Kugel.
What is Linen Kugel?
I have no idea.
Linen Kugel? Cookies.
Gateway.
Linen, I gotta write this down now. Notepad. There's my notepad that I use. Linenkugel.
Hopefully that's appropriate.
Cookies. If not, we'll have to change it.
Yeah.
Cookies and gateway.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that. That works for our.
So we've got the next show, which will be in 2 weeks.
So
now, have we decided we're going to do a Southern Hemisphere show?
Would we do it on the, like, do you want to do this on, like, the off week?
We're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll bring up the conversation on the Twitter sphere.
We have to see if we can find our producer to see if he would sponsor us. That's what we need to do.
Absolutely.
We need to find a sponsor
for
the evening edition.
There you go.
And then decide, like, would you still do, like, a morning edition that's free and then do an evening edition that's, like, an after hours or something?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I think you'd have to do it, like, a Thursday night.
I think you're right.
That would be the Friday morning for the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah. J-Shock says don't do it on the next one.
All right.
So a couple of things before we run out of time.
Okay.
I want to send a special shout out to Ben.
That scared the hell out of me. I hope that didn't go live.
Probably did. That's all right.
It just says 90 seconds.
That's how much time we have left. So shout out to Bender. It's his birthday. So I want to give Bender a big birthday shout out. Also, TechEd. North America registration opens November the 5th.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
the countdown show started again.
Yes, the countdown show has started again. So you can go to aka.ms/TE14C, as in cat, D as in dog, 01. Sorry, that's CD01,
yeah,
if you didn't hear it, because
somebody's
chatting in our ear. Go watch the countdown show. And we've got more countdown shows on the way. So go make sure you're going to get registered. We've got
to roll the rollout music, and we can still talk. Get the rollout music going.
There we go.
There you go.
I think the music's playing. We just can't hear it. So that's it for us from the Fashion Switch Show. We appreciate everyone for joining us again.
And thanks for sticking around, even though we started late.
Absolutely. One White Geek, Frederick Nilsson, Hank, J-Shock, Ligwig, Paul, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to all of our callers.
Yeah, hey, Derek from across the pond, and also J-Shock from north of the pond here in Washington. Thank you very much for calling in as well. And, hey.
And Ledwick, too,
yes.
I didn't call him up. All right, we're done. It's Bear and Pizza time. Everybody, have a weekend. Stay safe.